to Choreograph Your Life. For those of you tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Kelly Darty, founder and CEO of the KDS Collaborative, where we collaborate with you to help continue to choreograph your vision, your goals, and ultimately your success. For those of you who have been with us on the journey, thank you so much for coming back. For everyone, thank you so much for being here today. Before we dive into the final episode of our Inspired series, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the recent events engrossing our nation. Full disclosure, as with most episodes, today's episode was pre-recorded. So that said, this was recorded prior to the murder of George Floyd. My heart is broken for his family, his friends, and our entire nation. As a white woman who is not blind to her privilege, I would never claim to truly understand the pain and the fear my Black friends, students, and colleagues feel each and every day. I want to be an ally, and I want to be able to use my voice to help educate and inspire change. But I am not naive to the fact that before I use this platform to do so and do it right for my Black friends, students, and colleagues, I too have a lot of learning to do. Do I think I'll get it right? Hopefully, but probably not at first. But that said, I am devoted to both continuing to further educate myself and to making certain the KDS Collaborative is a safe place that celebrates collaborators from every race, color, and religion. Admittedly, I haven't done a good job of that. Not purposefully, mind you, but my unawareness to the matter is something that requires immediate attention. As an artist, speaker, and educator, some of my greatest inspirations are rooted in African American culture, leaders, and artists. My eyes are open and I need to do better, and I am embarrassed that this hasn't been a cognizant priority up to this point. That said, I cannot change the past. No one can change the past. But we certainly have an opportunity to rewrite the script for the future. Though this is the end of our second season, we will be having several special edition episodes in the next few weeks before we start season 3 that will further explore how we can all commit to doing better for the Black community and other races and religious groups affected by discrimination, hate, and insensitive actions due in part to a lack of devotion to knowledge and honest discussion. I thank you all again for your grace and look forward to this journey. As I mentioned earlier, the theme of our final week of the Inspired series is devote. Thank you so much for your devotion to making the Inspired series such a success. Because of you, our listenership has increased exponentially, being represented by over 10 countries. We are totally overwhelmed by the support from you, the listeners, and our amazing guests we have had on the show up to this point. We are devoted to the mission of bringing you the most inspirational and motivational content we can through this podcast, our blog, our social media, and soon through our online subscription courses. More to come on that. To celebrate the close of this series, we are doing a friendly Instagram competition with some great prizes, so be sure to check that out at the KDS Collab Instagram feed tomorrow, June 4th. This week, my dear friend Ryan Allen did a Choreograph Your Life takeover and put me back in the hot seat to recap the series and dive deeper into the concept of devotion. As you know, we are all still socially distancing here at the KDS Collaborative. So Ryan is coming to us by way of Zoom, so please excuse any potential sound glitches or silly Zoom delays. We want to keep bringing you the most inspired content we can during this unprecedented time, and we feel super fortunate to have Zoom as an option. So thank you again to the good people at Zoom. Ladies and gentlemen, the final episode of the Inspired series, Devote, hosted by Ryan Allen, featuring yours truly. Woo!
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Yes, this is not Kelly. I know it's a shock. This is Ryan Allen. I was on episode 4 of Choreograph Your Life, season 1 with Kelly, and I'm excited to be back with her as we wrap up the Inspired series. Kelly, hello.
Hi, Ryan Allen. I'm so happy that you are here interviewing me.
Does it feel weird being on the other side?
So that's an interesting question. I feel like being on the other side is almost a little bit more stressful, because I think I actually might have to talk more today.
You're going to have to talk more. And I, ironically, I feel more stressed out being your host and not being your interviewee, because I can talk about myself for a while.
Well, then you're just going to have to sit back, relax.
I'm wearing a full silk nightgown.
I
ready
see that.
To we're just on, relax.
We're on Zoom right now, folks, obviously, because we're still socially distanced in our lives. And I'm looking at this handsome gentleman who is wearing a full blown silk robe.
And what if I really was?
What
if I got so into hosting this that I did a full set build and a full costume design? That I'm not that devoted, which actually leads us into our topic today. We're going to talk about devotion,
yes!
Being devoted.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk about this.
I'm too. But before we get into like the D of inspired, I want to chat about the podcast as a whole, because I think that you've done a great job over the past few months, really having conversations and interesting conversations with people about how they set themselves up for success and how they can have people can take those ideas with them. So, I'm really excited about everything that you've been doing. I love that in season one of Choreograph Your Life, you got to have conversations with people about how they set themselves up for success. So why is that so important to you and so important to your brand?
So I am the type of person that always has 100 things going on at one time. And I always have been that way. In fact, if I don't have a ton of things going on at one time, I feel like my product suffers. Like I kind of become complacent. I don't feel as on my toes. I don't feel as agile, if you will. But that being said, with so many things going on, I have to be very, very clear in with myself and very concise with where I spend my energy throughout the day. And that has helped me remain successful. I'm very type A in that, like, I have to have a plan and it has to kind of follow XYZ throughout the course of it, or the opposite of that. It's got to be one or the other, like no plan or a lot of plans. So I feel like when I'm most successful, though, it's whenever there's quite a bit of a plan that I can shift within, of course. Like, I'm not one of those people who are going to fall apart if things don't work out. But I do think that having the guidance for me personally has been really important to my success. And while I'm always growing, always learning, always changing, I have been really fortunate to have been successful in a lot of different areas in life. And so that did not come by accident. You know, you have to work really hard at those sorts of things, and planning and how the day goes is very much a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I did really love the first season we had the chance to meet some folks who maybe some of us hadn't met each other, hadn't even talked before, which was really nice. What I really loved about your Inspired series that we're wrapping up today is that you interviewed folks who don't necessarily come from our world. Season one was very heavy in entertainment folks. Obviously, there were a few other folks sprinkled in, but so why did you choose to perhaps add some different voices or different perspectives when you did the Inspired series?
So in my brand, in my new venture with the KDS Collaborative, I really am trying to, for myself personally, combine both worlds, because I have a background in obviously the entertainment industry and choreography and dance and so on and so forth. But I also have a background in real estate development, training, and education. So my ultimate goal would be to marry these two things, because I like both of them. And I feel like I was having a bit of an identity crisis momentarily there. Like, what do I want to do? Who do I want to be? Where do I want to be? But I think one day I realized that you can be both if you go about it in the right way. And so while I am very passionate, obviously, about dance and the entertainment world, and I don't plan on leaving that anytime soon, I think part of where my success has been is I am very, very, very passionate about helping others reach their goals. Like, ultimately, that's how I feel like I've been successful. And so it doesn't have to just live in the entertainment world for me. I feel like anyone in any walk of life can follow the same kind of patterning and the same kind of planning that a choreographer could follow or a performer mm-hmm. could follow or whatever their interest is. They can all follow the same kind of patterning, and all ultimately, if you choreograph it right and string the right steps together, you're going to get the end product that you want. And so mm-hmm. in season two, I really wanted to bring people on that people outside the entertainment industry could maybe relate to, or their message might resonate better mm-hmm. for them. And just, and again, kind of continue to welcome the idea to people that, you know, me personally, I'm not just and just a dance choreographer. I don't mean it like, oh, mm-hmm. just a dance choreographer, because trust me, that is, I have the most respect for the industry, but mm-hmm. that's not who I am only. I'm more of a motivational, you know, let's initiate some movement in our lives kind of human being.
Yeah. I also think too, that you, the great thing about this Inspired series is that you, I know that listening to it, I learned from some of the folks you had. I mean, you had my roommate on from, you had Heather Lee, you know, who's my roommate who I live with, but it was still really fantastic to hear some of her insight on things, the based on how you ask questions or based on like the way that you want folks to chat about how they're inspiring themselves. And so let's talk through a little bit about the Inspired series. So okay. what made you choose that as your next topic, and how did you go about making those your and picking those letters? Because each one was felt very purposeful to me as a listener.
So good, number one. I'm glad
nailed it.
I'm glad that all worked out. So when we started the Inspired series, it was right at the time that we were going into quarantine mode, right? Mm-hmm. Not immediately, but sort of, we had sort of scratched the surface of what the next few months were going to look like. And personally, my biggest concern for people that I've worked with before in, you know, different productions or my students or people that I was planning to be working with in the upcoming months and that sort of thing. My biggest concern for everyone is that the moment of pause and the moment of being socially distanced and not and keeping with their normal routine is that the things that inspired them from initially, I guess, is where I'm looking mm-hmm. for that. Words are hard. what had inspired them initially, I was most concerned that was going to go away for people. And I think that I started teaching a lot of dance classes on the internet. I started like just, you know, trying to keep people moving.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Aggressively, because again, my biggest fear was that people were going to lose their passion. They were going to lose the energy toward their passion. They were going to stop devoting their time and heart and soul into what it is that they wanted to do. And so I started the Inspired series to hopefully help people find ways to continue to be devoted to what it is that they want to ultimately do. But also to maybe if they were like, here I am stuck, I don't really know what's happening, to gain some guidance and to gain some momentum from some other people that I know in all different walks of life that are obviously very inspired in their path and their goals mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So that's why I picked the Inspired series to begin with. And then in terms of each letter, I think that when you have something that inspires you, there's a lot that goes into making it come to fruition. And mm-hmm, I think absolutely. That all of the points that we covered and talked about are all part of that bigger picture. So I wanted to kind of break those out and dive into them a little bit deeper so that hopefully people could, you know, ultimately continue to go after their passion, choreograph their vision, choreograph their goal. And I use that word choreograph, you know, a lot, obviously. It's a mm-hmm. major part of this brand. And it's not like a step to the right, step to the left, Sha-nay, step, leap. It's a stringing steps together.
But it could be.
But I mean, it could be. But it's stringing steps together to get to what you want. So that's where the Inspired series came from. And I was very, it was very on purpose. Each of those letters had a lot of intention behind it. And so I'm glad that I was able to kind of dive into that with people.
So of the folks that you chatted with, who or what topics or conversations gave you some different inspiration?
I mean, this is a lame answer. This is going to be a lame answer. But I mean, all of them, truly, because everybody who was on was such a different guest and different type of guest. You know, we had entrepreneurs. We had, we did have some artists in there. We had health and wellness coach. I mean, everybody had brought their own energy and their own story to the table. And I really took something away from everyone. I think, though, what was interesting about it all is that while everyone was so different, they all had a lot of the same message, and it was just worded in a different way. And basically, you know, the message being, if you want something, you've got to figure out how to go after it, and don't stop whenever you hear someone tell you no, because anything is possible. If you can see it, you can go for it. And that's a little bit cliche, but I say this all the time. Cliches are cliches for a reason, because they obviously work. And so,
absolutely,
you know, I've learned as a teacher and a student throughout my life that somebody can tell you the same thing 100 times, but then there's going to be this like one random Joe that walks in and is like, oh, by the way, and they'll say the exact same thing, but they'll just word it a little bit differently. And it can be frustrating for you if you were the one delivering the message all the time. But that being said, like, not everybody learns the same way. So to have all of these people come on that are ultimately saying a lot of the same thing, but differently, and bringing in different experiences, was very inspirational for me personally, and hopefully for the listeners too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. There was a lot of similar messaging in the Inspired series, but I think one of the things that I took from everyone is that they were devoted to their craft, or they're devoted to what they are working on or the projects they're working on. What I also really loved was hearing how your guests were devoted to remaining rooted, but also growing as we're all trying to figure out what version of new normal is. So as we're going through this quarantine and through this through some folks being feeling extremely isolated, what kind of things do you hope that people come out of this devoted to and inspired by?
That is a great question. I think that a good question, Ryan. Hopefully this all goes away. No. I think that there is a lot to, if you opened your mind up in the right way and you opened your heart up in the right way, I think there is a lot that could be learned in this experience, not just like about the world as a whole, but as ourselves as people. I think that you know, it was a great time for me and hopefully others to reflect on the direction that you're going, and is it the right direction, and are you going about it in the most direct path, or are you kind of veering off of it? And that doesn't matter, whichever is going to work for you, but that was a nice moment of pause to kind of address that. I think that you know, finding energy and where you can find energy from was really important. And so when we talk about that last week, you know, the guidance that Kelsey gave, I think that that is something that, you know, we should all take with us out of this. And that's the main point. I think there are a lot of things that we could learn during this time when we've had the moment to be reflective, that we should carry on with us, like energy and getting enough sleep and, you know, going after whatever it is you want to do, recreating the path if you have to, being able to pivot if things aren't working and flip it around and go another way. And, you know, there were so many people that brought just so many great ideas that, yes, work now in quarantine, but will carry over into hopefully the next chapter of our life, which is even more exciting than the one that we were in previously.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't necessarily want to, you know, I think that what was really nice too about the whole series is like you touch on the quarantine, because I think it's important that we have real conversations about what's happening in our lives. But I took things away from some of your guests that were not necessarily rooted in the quarantine or rooted mm-hmm. in dealing with COVID-19. So I don't necessarily want to like dwell on that, because I think that you are much more, you're much more than that. I think we're all much more than that. And I think unfortunately all of us have become a little bit COVID-centric in our world.
Sure.
Because
oh,
that's
absolutely.
What's happening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been stuck in the same four walls for how long now? So let's, the quarantine of it all aside, let's talk about you, Kelly, and let's talk about you being devoted. Let's talk about how you are devoted to the projects and the things that you're working on. So tell me a little bit about how you find ways to really tie yourself into projects that get put on your plate, or even especially ones that you don't want to work on.
So,
because we know we've got those, right? We all do projects.
We all do have those projects, and you know, I think it's funny when people are like, "Well, I'm at a point in my life where I just don't do projects that I don't want to do, and they don't fulfill me." It's like, oh,
that must be really nice.
That must be really nice. So wait, you're telling me that you like to clean your bathroom floor. Like, we're all going to mm-hmm. do things that we don't love to do. And maybe that's personally, or maybe that's professionally, I don't really know, but I bathroom floor aside, any project that comes to me, I, to a fault, become invested in it sometimes. Like I'm really competitive just mm-hmm. personally. And so I compete with myself a lot to make sure that the project that I'm doing at that time is maybe even surpasses projects that I've done in the past. That's just like a fun little game that I like to play with myself.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
But I also, you know, every experience that you have that involves anything, but for me, it's a lot of times people and their growth. I look at them and I think like, how can I impact their life and how can I make them better at what they're doing? And I'm going to give it 125,000% to do so, because mm-hmm. that's what they deserve. And they, you know, I'm obviously, it's not about the money, but we're being paid to be somewhere. Right. So it's like, if you're being paid to be somewhere, you better be somewhere and be there.
You better show up and show out.
And be all in, you know, you've got to be in on any project. And that's how I kind of operate all my projects. Like, okay, we're going to do this thing and we're going to do it right. And it's going to be the best thing that we've ever done in our lives. And if you're not on board, then hop off, you know, like we don't have time for all of that. Cause a lot of times we are on like a pretty tight mm-hmm. time crunch. Right. So, I think, you know, for me, that's how I kind of view projects in general. You know, if it's something like a dance skill or whatever, it's not going to happen for you. Like nothing's going to happen for you. You've got to put the work in. And I think that, you know, people sometimes lose sight of that, but, and myself included, you know, there are things about myself that I take for granted that I can do that maybe other people can't do, but I've tried to become more self-aware of those things too. And just, put all of my energy toward making it the best product it can be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that being devoted to a project or to an idea, what do you think about how that's rooted in like what we are as producers and creators and doers? Talk a little bit about that for me. That was a rambly question, wasn't it?
But I think I'm following you. I feel for people who are producer type and entertainment type, you know, what we are doing ultimately started from a passion. Like we were passionate about something, you know, whether it's dance or it's singing or it's just show in general, live music, whatever the case may be. It obviously is rooted in passion, and that's where it started. Otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. So when you are passionate about something, you have a responsibility, whether you're passionate or just inspired in general, you have a responsibility to yourself to devote everything you can to make that come to life, because otherwise you're always going to wonder, what if, and what if I would have spent a little bit more time working on that pirouette? What if I would have spent a little bit more time on that lighting design? What if I would have spent a little bit more time, you know, working on the presentation that I was going to give to my boss? What could have happened? So I think that it's for all of us, the responsibility of devoting the time and the energy is what is most important. And I think that there are a lot of people that maybe could perhaps be a little bit more devoted. I was trying to word that nicely because it's because hard work and your work ethic and all of that, I'm a very, you know, I get really worked up about. And so
you're very passionate about that. Absolutely.
I am. I think that if you're going to do something, no matter what it is, you need to do it right. So if that's a show, if that's period, if that's a show, if that's, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. And that doesn't mean, though, let me make something very clear. That doesn't mean wait and wait and wait and wait until you've worked out every detail necessarily. Because trust me, you know, jumping into hosting a podcast, jumping into running my own business, jumping into all of these things, like, if you think for 1 minute in time that I had every detail or have every detail in place, you are out of your mind. But you can make a lot of things happen if you're just devoted to a process and you're devoted to the end goal. You can learn a lot along the way, and that's sometimes better, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think that especially us as artists want to perfect things. And that's not always the, perfection does not equate devotion. You know what I mean?
Nope.
So I think that that's 100%. Really important. So Kelly, what are some things, give me three things that you feel you are, that you've devoted your time to and that you're proud of what that looks like and feels like for people.
Like in my life?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're going deep here.
Oh the, man.
D also stands for deep. Okay.
All right. Okay. Three things in my life that, oh man. Well, okay. So the first one that comes to mind is obviously the whole idea of where I ended, like who I am as a human, because I think that, there are a lot of people that are passionate about things and they have a dream, but then they're scared to just go after it. And I just devoted myself 150% to getting here, but I,
and being scared.
And well, yeah. And it is scary, but, and I'm still scared every day. Like what is happening? You know, like I feel like I hear myself saying that a lot, but I'm devoted to it and I'm devoted to the anxiety and I'm devoted to the twists and turns and the ups and downs and blah, 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 you know? So that I think I was able to devote myself to that because a lot of people were devoted to me being successful. And, you know, I have really amazing family and amazing friends and so many people who were cheering me on along the way. And so that is now, I feel like for me, I want to be one of those people for other people. So another area that I think I was very devoted to, and this in being their cheerleader and just doing everything that I could in my power to get them to where they needed to be, was the time that a team that I was coaching won a national championship. You know, that was a dream of mine since I was out the womb. Pretty much, you know, I remember
you showed up with that dream.
I showed up with a jacket. No, I showed up. You get a jacket when you win. I from a young age loved dance team and the whole competitiveness of the sport. And, you know, I said, I want to win a national championship. And that's, you know, there are a lot of people that have done that multiple times and that's amazing. And I give them all the props in the world. I really needed it once. And just to experience it. And so I really did, I devoted a lot of my life to it. In fact, so much so that, you know, my personal relationships really suffered dramatically from that. And, you know, I put my whole heart and soul into that happening and we did, Hooray! So, but again, it wasn't because, and it didn't happen all at once or real quickly, but it came with a lot of hard work and a lot of devotion. And so number one, let me recap. So number one was just becoming Kelly D, where I am right now. Referred to myself in the third person. That was disgusting. I'll never do that again. Number two was the championship. And then number three, this is a hard question. I think the third thing that I really, really, really devoted a lot of time and energy to are my relationships with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I learned, I had to kind of shift a little bit because I learned in devoting so much of myself to the idea of the national championship and the career and so much, so on and so forth, that I missed a lot of things that happened in my friend's life and my family's life too. You know, baby showers, wedding showers, weddings, celebrations, so on and so forth. And, you know, it's part of the gig. But now that I'm at a little bit of a different place in my life, I'm really trying to devote energy to being a better friend in general and being more available for people in a different capacity, not just in the Kelly as the teacher, but more as like Kelly as a friend. And so I'm working really hard at that. So hopefully my devotion is paying off, but I guess that's not really super measurable, huh?
No, I mean, I think it can be measurable. I think you and I are used to measuring our devotion and like seeing a show open or seeing a team win a championship or something like that. I think that when you devote energy to relationships that don't necessarily have a start and an end, it's okay to say, hey, I'm devoting my energy to this and this feels good. And even if I'm not seeing a huge finale moment, it's still okay to devote your time to that.
For sure. And, you know, and also I'm devoting a lot more time and energy in being a better partner to Reynaldo. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I have enough self-awareness at this point in my life to say that that wasn't always the case. And I wasn't always, you know, the most available emotionally or available period to people that I was sharing my life with. And so that's something that I too have tried to make myself really aware of and just devote energy to differently. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So what qualities do you think that the KDS Collaborative has devoted them? What have you devoted your company to? My brand, my experience.
So basically, I live by a song lyric. It's from The Killers.
Yes.
And it goes like this.
Mr. Brightside? Is it Mr. Brightside?
No, actually. It says, I don't shine if you don't shine. And so the goal of the KDS Collaborative is not to be this big, you know, like, here I am running around the stage. Yay. Like I do that? Yes, of course. But ultimately the goal is to make other people better and to help them figure out how to choreograph the steps to get to where they need to be. So, you know, I think that my brand is devoted to helping mentor, help inspire, help motivate, help, walk people through roadblocks that they may be having in order to get to their goals, which, you know, sometimes you just need an outside person to kind of coach you through that. I've had so many along the way. I mean, you yourself being one of them, you know, like you're welcome, but having a third party kind of look at it and, you know, be a consultant in your goal setting essentially is, I think it's important. And my hope is that I can be successful and my team can be successful in helping people achieve that.
Yeah. I think anyone who knows you and who's watched you create the KDS Collaborative really can see your devotion to bettering people. And you're right. The The Killers have a lot of great lyrics, but I think that that really is one of their best set of lyrics, because it really is about inspiring people, which is why I really loved the Inspired series. Again, like we talked about earlier, there were so many people with different ideas and different concepts, but everyone you spoke with wanted to help others, or yes, did or started their devotion because they wanted to make others better. So I think that that was a really fun through line that occurred with the Inspired series.
Thank you. I hope that it was fun. Yes, it always needs to be fun. Like, if it's not fun, like, what are you doing? You know, if you hate your life and you hate your job, like, figure it out, do something different, like, for sure. So we always want it to be fun, but also there be a strong takeaway. So I'm happy to hear that, at least for you, Ryan Allen, there was one.
Even if I got it, thank you.
Well, you're a good audience though. Like, meaning it for me, in that you'll tell me if something sucks, which,
yes,
I appreciate.
I'm devoted to telling people if they suck.
You have been very devoted in telling me that, like, that is a terrible idea and you should not do that, period.
Correct.
Ta-da.
Correct. So, you know, I think as we are coming out of and working through and living through and figuring out what our new normal is and all this pandemic, people might have new passions or new things that they found within themselves, or that they found that they enjoy, or things that they need, that they're going to do to recenter themselves. Mm-hmm. What are, like, some ways that you think people can devote themselves to those new projects? What are some ways that you would give people ideas on how to devote themselves to those new concepts?
So I think, first of all, developing a game plan is always very important. You know, like, if you decided during this time of pause that you didn't like what you're doing anymore and you want to do something totally different, like, probably a good thing to sit down and sort of map that out rather than mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. run blindly into the night. Although, don't, like, put your shoes away, because you got to start running, right? You got to initiate something. But I think that sitting down and having a little bit of a game plan, at least a loose one, before you get started in anything is good. And then, you know, I'm big into goal setting. And so I think if you can kind of put together a plan of maybe what your next project is, or maybe what you ultimately want to devote your time to, if you can have a little bit of a plan and then set your goals accordingly. And I like to do where I have 8 goals, but, you know, we work in 4s and 8s around here at the KDS Collaborative, because I can only count to eight. What up? So I like to do 4 goals that are real specific to that week, and then 4 goals that are kind of overarching, you know, broader goals for, like, life in general. And so I think that's a nice way to feel like you're making moves toward the bigger goals, but you're feeling, like, real accomplished whenever you get the specific ones done. Mm-hmm. So I think if you have a plan, you chart out some goals, whatever that looks like for you, take time to also acknowledge what you're thankful for. We do the thank for here. Mm-hmm. And set intentions for yourself. You know, like, I think that having conversations with yourself is really important. And I have a lot of them, and I think probably people think I'm crazy, but it's fine. It is really important. It's important to be able to be objective with yourself and be able to just keep the communication open with whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're deciding that you're going to be devoted to. So, I think that would be my recommendation. And then also, really and truly, and this is not making a case to, like, reach out to me by any means, but reach out to someone that mm-hmm. maybe has been down the road before and can help you learn what to do, or help you learn what not to do. Honestly, mm-hmm. I mean, there are some people that I'll have conversations with and they're like, no, you need to do it like this, and it's because blah, 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 blah. And then in my brain, I'm like, I'm really glad that we had that conversation, because I'm not going to do that. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I think any kind of conversation, I'm reading a book right now that, you know, is touted to be so great and whatever, and it's awesome, and you're going to learn so much out of this book. And after the first chapter, I was so frustrated, because I'm like, this book just did everything it said it was not going to do. But what it did is it made, you know, my brain start to work in a different way. And so I think keeping yourself, keeping conversations open with people, I think educating yourself, be it on the specific thing you want to devote yourself to is great, or maybe just on different concepts in general. I think sometimes, I feel that we get into a point in our life where we're like, okay, well, I, you know, I went to school and I learned all these things and now I'm done learning. Mm-hmm. And you know, I am the authority on the matter. And that's just not true. You know, even if you're going to hear the same thing that maybe you already know, again, like I talked about earlier, maybe you're going to hear it differently and maybe that's going to be better for you ultimately, you know? So I think that having a plan, having some goals, keeping conversation open, keeping your mind open is all really important whenever you're deciding what you're going to devote to.
Yeah, I think that's, I think you've done a really great job of devoting yourself to being open to, you know, as we've, as you and I have worked through some of your KDS collaborative magic, you've been really devoted to being open. And I think devotion to being open is one of the most important things you can devote yourself to, right? Is the idea of openness and the idea of positivity. I think those are great things to be devoted to. So,
yeah. And I think you also need to be devoted to the idea that like, it might not work.
Apps always, right? Always.
And that, and I cannot stress this enough. And I have to have this conversation with myself almost every day. If something doesn't work, that is okay. Like it is okay. You know, we talked in 2 weeks ago about recreating, like maybe you have to recreate your life and that's okay. And be patient with yourself and give yourself some grace. Good Lord. Like it is not that serious. You know?
Yeah, there's great opportunity when you devote yourself to more to devoting yourself to learning.
Yes.
And devoting yourself to again, like we talked about, not necessarily having an end goal, right? It's okay to devote yourself to a constant learning or a constant path. So
yeah, I mean, I at this point in my life, like I don't know that I have an end goal. I feel like right now it's just kind of like seeing where the course goes, and there's something that's really almost freeing in a way about that. You know, whenever I had the goal of like win the national championship, like if we didn't win, I was going to be disappointed. So now like not really having like a total ultimate goal, but the goal being a little bit more of the concept coming to life, I think is has been really kind of a nice opportunity for me, a nice adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kelly, what projects are you currently devoting your time and energy to that folks might be interested in learning more about? I mean, obviously I know there's things that are secrets, but what things can you share with folks?
Above and beyond, you know, the KDS Collaborative, things are starting to slowly open back up. So Choreographer Kel is working on some projects that, you know, are going to be exciting in time to come. So that's cool. With different theme parks and teams and so on and so forth. So that I've been spending a lot of my energy there. But the big, something just dinged in my ear and I don't know what it was. The big thing that I've been devoting a lot of my time to is a new subscription-based module program, basically called the 8-minute mindset, because I think that in anything that inspires you, if you're going to be motivated and devoted to making something happen, the biggest piece of that is going to be your mindset. And it doesn't take much time to shift your mindset in a day. I mean, you can shift your mindset several times throughout the course of a day, but sometimes you just need some ideas and some a third party person telling you like, hey, if you feel this way, like maybe think of it like this to help, you know, get your wheels turning and get your mindset in a better place to achieve what you want to achieve throughout the day. And I think that not to go back to talking about this little cue that we've been in, but
is that what we're calling it now? The little cue?
I call it the little cue. I'm in the little queue. I've gained the queue 22, like all the things. So I think that people, because their reality has changed, their mindset has maybe changed, not always in the most positive way. And so I think My hope is that this 8-minute mindset will be a really great tool for anyone in any walk of life to have if they need to get re-inspired, if they need to get redevoted, if they need to shift, if they need to pivot, if they need to do any of the things, find their spirit back. So hopefully the 8-minute mindset will help them kind of wrap their brain around that. And it's going to be at a very affordable price, because I also understand that this time has been hard for people. It's been hard on everybody's pocketbooks. It's been a lot of unknown. So, you know, I want to be able to give this information to people at an affordable price so that they can hopefully shift their mindset and keep working toward whatever their ultimate goal may be.
I think it's great. I think that your devotion, again, like we talked about earlier, your devotion to making people better is, I think, one of the things that I love most about you. And I think that's why people love working with you and having you on their team or being their coach or being their leader, just because I think that you are devoted to the team's overall success and overall betterment. And I think that that's a great testament to who you are and to what your organization does, honestly.
Well, thank you. That's very nice to hear. And I guess as a leader and as someone in a teaching kind of role, like, I just really see myself as just another part of it. I think that a lot of people, if they're in a leadership role or if they're in a teaching role, they're like, I am the leader and I am the teacher and let me show you why. And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, like, you can very much lead by example. You can lead quietly. You can be the person that's the big voice in the room. I mean, you can be all different sorts of things. I kind of, myself personally, I am the big voice in the room a lot of times, but a lot of times I'm not. And a lot of times it's just trying to lead by example. And, you know, whatever you choose to be is your prerogative, and the world needs all types, you know? So I think, I appreciate you saying that. And I enjoy working with teams, and I miss being a coach of a team, because I miss being a part of something that was constant, like, these are my people and this is the direction that we're heading and that sort of thing. So if I can continue to do that on a broader scale, like, that is my hope. So
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Kelly, I'm going to ask you some questions that you asked in season one of Choreograph Your Life. So,
oh no.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't talk about this.
I know. Sneak attack. That's what happens. That's what happens when I show up to interview people.
Yeah.
So
okay,
Kelly,
all right.
How, and I'm going to change them slightly.
Is this this or that?
You're going to find out together. We're going to find out together.
We're all on this adventure together.
Well, I am devoted to this adventure. Okay. I'm devoted to it.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
So Kelly, so I'm going to change the question slightly. Okay.
I'm nervous.
So in season one, you asked folks, your first question was, how do you choreograph your day? Right. Uh-huh. So my question is, how do you inspire your day? How do you get yourself inspired for your day?
Oh my goodness. So, that's a toughie. So let's see. I wake up in the morning and I would be lying to everyone if I wasn't like, how many times can I hit snooze? Like, for sure. I definitely am wired that way. But I don't know. For me, I have always been a pretty self-motivated, person. And I wake up in the morning and after I hit snooze a couple times and I've had like 3 or 4 cups of coffee, I'm pretty ready to take on the day. And, I just remember why I started and just move towards that goal. I don't feel like I answered that question very well.
No, I think everyone has different things that inspire them or that they use to get through the day. I think that your questions from season one were really fun. And because you had so many folks from so many different walks of life with so many different specific conversations in this past season, I don't know if you necessarily got to ask some of your standard questions. So true. I'm excited that I get to bring some of them up, perhaps in a little bit of a different way. So my question for you is, how do you feel, in this inspired version of life that we're talking about, how do you feel, what inspires you? Honestly, that's the question. What inspires you?
It's little things. And growing up, you know, obviously I was a dancer, am a dancer. Growing up, I wanted very much to make a career out of dance, and I wanted to do whatever I could to be on stage. And one of the things that was very much holding me back was the ability to turn. I was a terrible turner, like couldn't pirouette to save my life, just a tragedy. So I worked and worked and worked and worked and worked until it became that I'm actually like, that's the my strongest thing that I can do, probably is turn, even still at this point. So when I see a student put in the work on something like a pirouette, or really anything, like whatever that is that they want to achieve, when I see them put in the work and I see the work pay off for them finally, like that is what inspires me to keep moving forward. Because it just seeing somebody's face light up over something that seems like so small is like, you have to remember that it's not small for them though. Like that was the thing that they had devoted themselves to, and they worked so hard to be able to get, you know, I think about to like this past Christmas, I was working with one of your casts, actually, one of my favorite casts that I've ever worked with, this cool Yule cast.
Oh, bless them.
Bless them. Bless them. All of the performers were fabulous. Do not get me wrong. Like so great. But, I was working with this cool Yule cast, and I adored working with them. And there were a few little moments of, you know, challenging choreography and just seeing like they were so honest all the time in their words and their faces and everything. When they would hit something, like seeing, I think of Gianna comes to mind. Gianna comes to mind. And I just remember there was this particular part that she had been struggling with, and she finally got it, and her little face lit up, and she was so happy. And like, she was so talented and she has so much going for her, but it was just like this one little step. And then just to see somebody like her and like all of these so talented performers, like when they would get it and they hit the show, they were just like, just makes me continue to be inspired to want to see that happen more for people. Like it's just so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. I think those of us who have had the opportunities to perform ourselves or to teach large things or, you know, lead large projects, it is that you become you not desensitized to like the overall grandeur of things, but I think that the little wins become much larger and inspiring when they happen.
Yeah. I mean, like it's cool to see a parade of 150 people roll down a midway. Like, don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
Like,
right.
That is very cool. And that is inspiring in and of itself. But like after a while, it's like, okay, I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. And we've done this project before. And not that it isn't special, but it's like, okay, that was supposed to happen. Like that happened. But
that
then,
was the gig.
That was the gig. But then you see the performers with the wheelbarrows who finally like get the choreography and they're so excited and you can just tell. And like, or the performer that, you know, was having a hard time gelling with his cast and then seeing pictures later on of them all together, you know, hugging it out and holding hands and whatever. And that kind of stuff is like, that's why we do it. You know, that's why we do the performer thing. Or, you know, if it's in my other life in, I worked in for a real estate development company, and watching people move into a new apartment. We worked in affordable housing, and there were some senior in particular. We had a lot of senior developments, and there were some seniors that moved into these amazing apartment communities that would have never had that opportunity maybe if we wouldn't have devoted the time to market to them and help them move in and tour them and made them feel like it was home to them. And again, it's the gig, the gigs move in, get somebody to move into the apartment, but like to see just how you affect the life on the other end of that is what is like, I can't say it enough. It's so inspiring, and it's just rewarding, you know?
Yeah. Do you think that as we perhaps as, and maybe I'm just speaking personally, but as we've gotten older, do you think that that's why we've taken the turn from an end goal being what we're devoted to, as opposed to the journey being what we're devoted to?
Wait, say that one more time.
So like for me, I think about, I had an end goal, right?
I see what you're saying. Right? So now it's more, you're more devoted to the journey now than.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I think with experience comes any kind of shift in anyone, whether that's, you know, personal shift, professional shift, whatever the case may be. I think that, you know, knowing how that feels to see other people happy and knowing what it feels to touch a life like that is so much bigger and better than like a championship, you know? And I think too, back to one of the things that, you know, we talked about that I had really devoted myself to. It's like, yeah, that was cool that we won and we achieved that goal. But the fact that those girls on that team and Barrett, who was the manager at that time, the fact that I still have relationships with them outside of that, and the fact that, you know, we all were able to enrich each other's lives and touch each other's lives, like, that's cooler than the jacket. I mean, yeah, that's great. Like,
yeah,
of course we did it. But like, you realize at some point that the journey is the goal, right?
So yeah, like, absolutely.
But yeah, I think as you get older and as you have more experiences and as your mind is more open to these things, like, you start to realize that.
Yeah, absolutely. Final set of questions for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I guess. I don't know. Am I?
I hope you are.
I'm out of control in this moment, and that makes me jumpy.
I'm devoted to making you jumpy.
All right, go on.
You did this in season one. You did this throughout Inspired, and I know it's very important to you. What are you thankful for right now? What are your four thankfors?
My four thankfors. So first of all, I cannot say this enough, and I've said it a million times over the course of this quarantine, the little queue. I am so thankful to Reynaldo Enrique Deliz Guzman, because he is the kindest, most patient, most caring, just amazing person that I know. Like, I can't say enough about him. And of course, like, throughout the course of our relationship, you know, you learn more about people and you grow together and so on and so forth. But I can't imagine anybody else in my life that I would prefer to be quarantined with. Mm-hmm. You know, I have had some emotional moments throughout the course of this, and he's just been so steady and like just such a even keeled person, and to put up with my crazy throughout the course of this. I mean, can you even imagine being stuck in an apartment with me for like months at a time?
No, I get to hang up with you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When I FaceTime you, you get to say, okay, bye. And he doesn't get to. So I'm very thankful for him, number one. Number two, I am so thankful for technology. And I know we curse it a lot, and I curse it a lot, and I'm terrible at it, actually. But the fact that I have been able to FaceTime with friends and family and stay connected from afar I don't know what that would have looked like if we didn't have, like, I don't know what my mental state would have looked like if that wasn't available at the time. So that's number two. I am thankful for the fact that I am able to be physically active, because for me personally, that plays a big role in my mental health. And so the fact that I can go out and go for a run, or I can stream a workout or whatever, like, I'm thankful for that. And as much as it sucks, and as much as Josh Henderson and Clayton Lawrence, if you're listening right now, we're in a challenge and I get so angry that I have to work out some days because otherwise I have to pay them money. I'm glad that I have that still at the same time.
You were devoted to not giving them money.
I am not, nary a penny is going to either of those two people. Like, it's not going to happen. So hear ye, I'm still holding strong. So, and then number four, I'm really very thankful. Oddly, this is going to sound very strange. I'm thankful personally for this time that I've had to be able to pause. I mentioned earlier, I'm a person that has 150 things going at all times. And while I am sad that the things that I had to look forward to throughout the course of the summer have been canceled, and, you know, financially there have been some scary moments for everyone, and, you know, what does that look like? I am thankful for the opportunity to get to be more reflective and be more intentional about things that I have done with my business. So as much as I'm ready and raring to jump up out this little queue, I'm oddly thankful for the time. So, cause I'll never get that back, and nobody will ever get that back. Like, period. Like, we're never going to have this again. Hopefully.
Right. Hopefully, right? Like, no, I agree with
ever.
You.
And so, period. Like, if you, period. So if you can look at it as that, which I'm thankful that I can, I guess that's a thank five. I'm thankful that I have the ability to shift my mindset like that. Cause not everybody can. And, you know, that's something that I know you and I have talked a lot about. It's hard when you can to help people that can't. And so hopefully my goal would be to be able to help people do that, because I feel very fortunate that we can, and that, you know, that you can, that I can, that a lot of the people close to me can, and I want that for other people too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kelly, I, on behalf of all of your listeners, I want to say thank you for the Inspired series. I loved it. I loved hearing some different ideas and different concepts. And I thank you for being devoted to making all of us better people. So thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for hosting this today and for interviewing me.
It was my absolute pleasure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and those who have yet to decide, thank you so much for joining me again. This is Ryan Allen. And I hope that you enjoyed this really fun interview with KDS Collaborative creator, CEO, founder, and stage mom, Kelly.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. All right, everybody, thank you.